This is Worldviews. I'm Rebecca Cruz. Well, Joshua Landis, it's been about a week since the world witnessed the events in Paris, in Beirut, and we've continued to be glued to our TVs as things continue to happen. And now we're potentially looking at some sort of coalition or some sort of peace agreement in dealing with the situation in Syria. What can you tell us about this?
Well, in theory, the world changed after Paris, and somehow Russia and the United States are going to get on the same page on Syria.
Because of the airplane crash in Egypt a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. You know, the Russians have lost 220 people on that airplane, ISIS, the French ISIS, Lebanon ISIS, German stadium. You know, we can go on and on. And the world is frantic about shutting the door to more of this, but they cannot agree on how to do it. And that's there are meetings in Vienna shortly between the major powers to do with Syria. No Syrians are going to be there, or they're going to try to get some, but the big powers are trying to agree on how to prioritize ISIS in Syria. And it's very hard. Russia wants to use Assad as the answer and say, look, ISIS is the enemy. These terrorists are the enemy. We're going to arm up Assad and make him win and take all the territory in Syria that he's lost, and he will stop ISIS. America says, no, that is not the answer. Assad is not the answer. He's got to go. And America wants Assad to go. Russia wants him to stay. So they can't agree on ISIS. Saudi Arabia, same thing. Turkey is not so worried about ISIS. They're more worried about the Kurds that are emerging as a state. Everybody involved in Syria has another agenda besides ISIS, which makes it very difficult to get on the same page. Kerry has said that there's going to be a ceasefire, but at the same time, he says Assad has to go, and we cannot accept the Russian narrative that we're just going to come up with a list of terrorists and we're going to go kill them, because Assad has to go first or simultaneously, and Russia's going to say no.
Well, what's going to happen as we continue to see mounting pressure from the publics of these countries, as we continue to see more and more attacks, the populations of these countries are going to push for some sort of resolution. How can that be achieved?
I think it's going to be achieved internally. And what the 3 years of emergency, the 3 months, excuse me, of emergency rule or emergency situation in Paris and in France is about applying new laws. The United States spends about $40 billion a year on security. France and Germany spend less than $500 million. They're going to learn to spend a lot more money, kick down a lot more doors, frisk people outside of all these sporting games, which they do not do. America does. If we go to a football game at OU, we go through security. And France and the rest of Europe are going to begin to do that.
So we can talk about coalition building, we can talk about enhanced collaboration, but in your opinion, that this is going to come internally to each country as they try to secure their borders, their large-scale events. And what happens in Syria? What are we
hoping? Well, I think that we're going to continue to see a lot of people working at cross purposes, and the civil war will go on because they don't agree. Everybody's going to continue to send in arms, but they aren't going to agree on who should win and who should lose.
And who are the parties in Syria now? We've got ISIS, obviously. We've got Assad. And there are many other little groups that are going to be taking these arms, that are going to be somehow trying to fill this power vacuum?
That's right. And America doesn't really like any of them. They talk about moderate rebels, but they cannot get them organized or strong enough so that they can wipe out Assad, ISIS, al-Qaeda, and all the other people we don't like in Syria. And that's the problem. We're wishing that moderates could somehow take over, and they're not going to take over. So the real action is going to go on domestically with increased policing, cooperation for policing, surveillance, the things that, you know, break our heart to see more of this stuff. But that seems to be the way of the modern world.
We'll have to continue to watch the situation. Thank you, as always, Joshua.
Pleasure being with you.